Get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, welcome back live here to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. Woo-hoo-hoo! Yes, we're talking. Perspectives is all about holiday season. You know, jing, 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 jingle bells. We are talking about how to really handle the holidays if you are handling it alone, solo this year. How to deal with it. How not to find yourself in that funky, depressed state. Instead, actually taking control of your life and making something happen. You know, a lot of times we find ourselves in this situation. I know I've been by myself throughout the holidays before in the past, and I know y'all have too, right? And it's just, it can kind of make you feel a little sad, and so it's hard sometimes, and until you actually realize there's another option, you know, to figure it out.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, especially Christmas, any holiday to a certain extent, but especially Christmas and, you know, Thanksgiving, maybe some other holidays, it's family-oriented. You know, so even if you're not, you know, of the religious persuasion, then, you know, the whole holiday is built around time with family. And if you're not around your family, or at least your close friends anyway, during that time for whatever reason, then, yeah, I mean, you can get, you know, lonely. I've been kind of sort of in that situation.
Yeah. I mean, it can be kind of lonely feeling.
Yeah. I mean, real quickly, I'll tell you about it, Ashley. So I moved to the Dallas area in 2010, you know, to work for KLIF. I got transferred from another radio station. And so being the new guy, I got the worst shifts, right? So I had to work the Christmas Eve overnight shift, graveyard shift, okay? Because our station's manned 24/7. So here I am. I don't have any at that point. I didn't have very many, you know, close friends at the time, you know, here in Dallas, and my family is like hundreds of miles away, and there I am on our old studio on Oaklawn and Maple. It's 2 a.m. I'm all by myself in the station, running the holiday music, and I got to tell you, it was the loneliest feeling I've ever had in my life. I was super depressed.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it would be really hard to not be depressed, you know? I mean, it would be really hard. You know, and for a lot of people, too, they don't work. You know, they don't work over this time. It's not like they're working. They just don't have people to spend it with. And it's even doubly harder, you know? And so the first perspectives tip tonight on really how to handle the holidays alone is you really want to start planning now. You want to begin planning now because, you know, the best way to spread holiday cheer is to help others, you know, and anytime we feel like we're kind of in a low place or in a sad place or depressed, there are others in a much kind of lower, sadly enough, place that we can actually help. And I think a lot of times when people contact their nearest like shelter or their nearest food bank, possibly a nursing home as well as a care center, and they find times when they can actually be of service to help other people. You know, a lot of times nursing homes and the elderly care facilities are excellent places to really begin researching and spending your holiday time doing something good for others. Because, you know, some people, even though maybe this might be your first holiday solo or what have you, some people have not had family around them in a really long time. And it really does brighten people and just it really warm their heart. But on top of that, when you give from the heart and you do what's right, it really warms your heart too, and it does you good as well. And so it really does take your mind off the fact that maybe you're feeling kind of sad, or maybe this is a new experience and you know, maybe you've had a loss of a spouse or what have you, and you're going through a, you know, kind of traumatic experience. And it's good to be able to help other people in that situation because it's not just focusing on yourself anymore, you know. And I think that is really helpful, especially people, if you really think about the nursing home and elderly people that don't have family. And I remember when I'd visit my grandmother would take care of my great grandmother every day. But when I would come up there and visit during the holidays, there was a lot of elderly people that had nobody. I mean, it was sad. Like the nurses and stuff would bring them in like to eat and stuff, and they were fine. I mean, they could think, they could talk. I mean, they just didn't have anybody to spend time with. And so there are people out there that really feel really alone and have been alone for a long time and would really love to see somebody's face come in and just be like, wow, this is great. And, you know, who knows what you'll learn? I mean, we learn from people. I mean, you know, it's kind of a good experience to see what it's going to be like.
You know, that's what a great idea, Dan. I mean, I honestly, Ashley, I'd never thought about that before. It never occurred to me.
Really?
To do that on a holiday like this.
Cool.
You know, so, you know, go spend it with people who, you know, don't have all the blessings that you do.
Yeah, and a lot of them, it's just like they just don't. I mean, you know, I just remember being there with my great grandmother when we had family. You know, like my cousins and the rest of my family, we'd be there. But there was a lot of people that had nobody. And the nurse would come in and, like, you know, say, you know, Merry Christmas or whatever. And it was, and sometimes they bring some into, like, the dinner hall or whatever. But it was really kind of sad.
And also think about the homeless.
The homeless.
You go to a homeless shelter, you know, maybe the Salvation Army, you know, stuff like that. You know, that can help out people who are less fortunate than you. So yeah, give it yourself. That what a fantastic idea.
And my dad actually, when he went through his he was going through a divorce, his second marriage. After he went through that divorce, he didn't have anybody to spend time with. I mean, because he was out of town and what have you. And he ended up doing some work at a shelter and actually at a soup kitchen and making some food and giving out Christmas Eve dinner and then Christmas lunch. And he said he's not one of those like softy type people, you know, but he said he really had a very wonderful experience. It was very humbling and it was very interesting, and it really made him forget about all the issues that he was dealing with his divorce and what have you. And so even if you're going through the divorce and you're going through this and you don't have people to spend time with, do it. Even if you have family, you can also do this together. You could start a new tradition with your family, you know, and y'all could do that together, and it won't be all about the newest, you know, PlayStation. It won't be all about that. It'll be like, these people don't have anything. You know what I mean? And we're over here, you know, bickering about what games we're going to get on the new PlayStation.
That's a great idea, Ashley. My hat is off to you.
Thank you.
That's what a fantastic idea.
Thank you, because I think it could be across the board. You don't have to be alone. You can be with people. You can also do this with a group of friends. You know, friends can get together that don't have family. So, you know, the second thing is call up your friends, you know, and see what they're doing. You know, if you're solo, you know, they may have family in town, but if they're truly your friends, they want you to be there with them. Also, you don't know. It could be the flip-flop. They might not have anybody. They just don't want to say anything. They don't want to look insecure. They don't want to look, like, needy. So sometimes you got to speak up, and you got to say how you're feeling, because it can help somebody else. You don't really even know how much, but it can really bring to light what somebody else might be dealing with. Also, you could take your friends and y'all could do something like this, really helping out with the shelters or the nursing homes and really having an experience with them, and that really strengthens your friendship and bond as well. You know, the third thing that's really cool is starting new traditions, and that's what we've been talking about, is that whether it's giving back, you know, whether it's spending holidays with your friends, giving back, and your family, or maybe you're getting out of town, maybe you decide to take a trip or do something for yourself or go to a retreat or do some sort of, you know, I don't know, yoga convention, whatever it is, go boating, go fishing, go, you know, go deep sea fishing, whatever it is, or just go and really spend some time and get into the environment and nature and really just try to get into the whole spirit of what this Christmas is. You owe it to yourself to have something unique and possibly something daring, probably something you might not necessarily do. And going outside and helping others really, really changes your life in a really awesome perspective. You know, it really gives you a different perspective in life, and the things that you get upset about and the things that upset you, it doesn't upset you anymore.
Preach, Reverend Ashley. Preach.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Yeah. I mean, no, like I said, you've just given me a whole new perspective on it. Here I am, you know, stressed out for the holidays because I don't want to go shopping. I hate shopping, and I got to go, you know, get gifts for the kids. And I got to find time to do that. I'm, you know, stressed out. And you just kind of made me feel about that small. you didn't do it on purpose, but I think it's a good thing, though. I mean, don't you think, Dan? I mean,
it really is a good idea. You know, like where my wife works, she works at an assisted living facility. And she'll come home and she'll tell me, you know, like pretty much every day, is like, well, you know, this person has no one to come and visit them, you know, and then. Or this person only has, like, maybe one person that'll come and visit them. You know, so it's just a sad situation all around, you know. And then, of course, you know, there's the unfortunate side where, you know, then some people die, and then there's nobody that goes to their funeral because they don't have any family. So,
sad.
So, you know, I really do think it is a great idea.
I think it's a great idea. I think we should try to figure it out. We should next year have our one of a kind give back on Christmas. We should try to figure it out this year and have the perspectives, the challenge, the perspectives give back, and have really a good time and really get to meet listeners as well as really get to spend time helping other people. I think that could be interesting.
Sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. So in the meantime, until we facilitate something and organize it, you can organize your own thing. You can do it, and the cool thing is that no matter what you do, it's not going to be wrong. It's going to be right. Because when you act from the heart, there's nothing that can go wrong. It's perfect. So when we come back the holiday season, and we're going to talk about the dreaded situation of having too many Christmas parties to attend, or the opposite, not being invited to any. And that can be kind of rough for a lot of people. So stay tuned, and you know what? Perspectives will be back in two shakes. Here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus.
Bells are ringing, children singing, all hands merry and bright. So hang those stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus is tonight. 150 miles per gallon, feeling the wind in your hair, smelling the roses at 30 miles per hour, never worrying about parking, lightweight, sturdy, and the feeling of freedom at your hands. Bringing the past into the future, Jake's Custom Motorbikes is now offering custom, unique, and affordable alternative transportation, like the Harleys and Indians of yesteryear. Brand new lightweight motorized bikes for under $3,000. Starting at $750, the JakeBike.com offers made for you custom motorized bicycles, the newest craze in alternative, fuel efficient transportation with style. Check out the JakeBike.com to order yours today. That's thejakebike.com. Mention KLIF for a 10% discount on your custom motorized bike. Jake's Custom Motorbikes. Thejakebike.com.